Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase. Brought to you by Blue Note Juke Joint. Smoother than smooth. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Jace McCabe with you here on this Wednesday morning. Hope everybody's having a good fall day. It is a little overcast. Temps have gone way down. Certainly starting to feel like fall yet again. We enjoy our last conversation with Dave Dombrowski, who joined us when he first arrived on the scene to help the Nashville Stars, help get MLB to our wonderful city. And Dave is now on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourselves?
Oh, well, thanks for joining us again. It's been, I guess, several months since we last spoke, and I guess since we haven't talked in a while, during this crazy 2020 year, how are things on your end, and how have things been going since we last spoke? What new can you tell us?
Well, actually, and for me, there's personally, it's a lot different because I have moved to town here with my wife. We moved here at the beginning of September. So once that happens, we've been able to be more actively involved in a lot of discussions and conversations with individuals. So we've had a lot of positive events take place with Music City Baseball. We continue to work on getting a site. We're putting together a ballpark. We've got very close as far as our original just diagram to present to individuals the different city and locations. So we've been working on that. We continue to work on talking to investors. We've had a lot of support from the community, tremendous support from local individuals, from businessmen, from the music community, and we just keep on trying to build our fan base, create interest, and work towards hopefully getting a franchise here within a few years.
I will admit, Dave, we have kind of gone into this dipping our toes in the water. This whole from the beginning to where we are today, we've tried not to get too excited. This is a show that absolutely is for this, wants this, and think it would be awesome for our city. But, you know, we've also had a lot of things come up. Willie and I have been doing this a long time in this market, and you learn sometimes not to get too excited because you may get disappointed. But I will also admit to you, every time we always enter with caution, you guys keep doing things, this group, like the hiring of you, the renderings, and just all the interaction that we've had with you guys. It makes it easier as time goes on to keep believing that, man, this may be a reality. If even the people that you're getting behind you to help with this movement of giving Major League Baseball into our market. So kudos to you guys on that front. But you just mentioned a couple of the next big hurdles, right? And more money, more investors. And I guess number one on the list, I don't know, you tell us, is location, right? You've got to find that plot of land where you could build that stadium. And how difficult has that been?
Well, I think, first of all, your thought processes are reasonable, and it's understandable because even as when we're approaching this, which we are full speed ahead, I mean, you have to realize this is not easy. This is a challenging task because there's so much that's involved. But I think that you have to be prepared to tackle each and every step, and that's how you make it work. So for us, one of the things that you are right, excuse me, I just have a little tickle in my throat there as I'm talking, that we're in a position where working on a ballpark destination, there are plots of land, there are places that are available. Of course, it's important to get, you know, preferred destinations, what makes sense, what would be good for the fan base, not only to draw to that area, to have access to the area. We've talked about having an entertainment venue, not just a baseball stadium. So all of those things are very important to us, and we just keep moving ahead, talking to different people, and having that happen. If we're going to get a team, we are going to have a destination. It's not something we have to have right now, but I would say by the middle of next year, assuming Major League Baseball, which again is some question marks with where they're heading just with COVID, what they decide to do, and if they decide to expand or relocate franchises at this time. But it's a situation where we need to be ready then to make presentations to Major League Baseball and have our ideas together. And part of that is just being ready every step of the way.
You're a name that got our attention with this hire, got a lot of people's attention. And if you believe the reports out there, you're a name that had a lot of people interested in you coming to their franchise to help them in the front office. One, how true was that? And two, if you chose not to take on a general manager front office position and stay here, why did you feel that was the right move? And we're happy about that, but I guess how would you answer that, those questions?
Well, you know, I would never be so presumptuous to feel that somebody's going to offer me a general manager's job. Anytime you're mentioned for that role, you feel honored to do so. But I think in my situation, as changes were coming up and various individuals may have reached out even behind the scenes, I made my thoughts clear because I did not want to be into a wild goose chase and that my commitments were here, even though I've always loved being a general manager. It's a commitment that I made to Music City Baseball and to the city of Nashville to see if we could get this accomplished. So that's why I did it. So I did tell them that I gave the individuals here with John Lohr, Alberto Gonzalez, Lee Barfield, others, that they had my word and I was going to, when we came here, if they were willing to work with me, then I'd work with them. So my word's very important to me. So I gave that commitment here and I don't regret it at all because I very much, the reasons behind it is, I think it's exciting, the possibility of getting this done. Not easy. It's, again, a challenge. Going to be every step of the way, day by day. But I think if we have the potential to do it, and if I didn't think the potential existed, then I wouldn't have come here. I mean, if I thought it was completely, there's no shot, I'm just going to move to Nashville, even though I love the city of Nashville, that would not have been the way I would have approached it. But when you look at it, the people here, the plan they have, the city of Nashville, the growth here, the vibrancy, the diversity aspect for us, bringing somebody like Eddie George on board with us and working with us and others that we talk to. You can tell there's an excitement here, and I think we can make it happen. I travel around Major League Baseball all the time. I've been doing it for over 30 years, and you know what a Major League Baseball city is like, and Nashville is a Major League Baseball city.
Talking to Dave Dombrowski with Music City Baseball, the recent recommitment, if you will, because if you're reading the Athletic great article by Ken Rosenthal, Dave, that you were quoted in, you just mentioned the commitment that you made, which is honorable for sure, but you had to have the commitment back from leaders of this group too. And so I think that's what we were curious, right? When we saw Tony La Russa had been hired with the White Sox, I know he'd been part of the Music City group on some level for a while, but that I think that article really was exciting because it was a two-way commitment, right? They had to also say, hey, we want Dave Dombrowski here, and we're willing to commit a four-year deal, according to the article.
Yeah, no question. And I think a little bit difference, too. Yes, there's a commitment here from the organization. They made the commitment to me and weren't able that they could pay me as long as we're in existence, which is hopefully a long, long time. But it's also one of those where it's a little bit different. For example, in Tony's case, becoming a manager here, is that, I mean, as an advisor, he, Dave Stewart, and others are baseball advisors, and actually Stu's on our executive committee. But they're not here day in and day out. I think it was important. My situation, I have a little bit different background. It's not only the baseball, but from the administrative perspective, front office, running the baseball operation, but also have been a president on the business side of the operation. So I understand that perspective and getting involved where, I mean, not that Tony and others couldn't handle that. Their expertise would be more, I think, considered on the field. So for me, I was willing to make that commitment to move here, and they were Music City Baseball to make the commitment back in order to get me here. And so I think there's so much more that you can do here because you really need to engage within the community. And I mean, I can't believe the number of individuals I've met, and people have been so welcoming. And again, not that it's going to be easy, but you can tell there's really a lot of interest in the community in trying to make this happen.
You could see the reaction from the national media when this article comes out. It really adds legitimacy and momentum to this vision here in Nashville. I'm curious, David, in your circles, when people would ask you, "Hey, are you really committed to this?" How surprised were they to hear you say, "Yeah, I think it's for real. I'm moving to Nashville. I'm making that commitment."
Well, I think it really varied depending upon who I talked to. But then once I got done, people would understand it, and I think that there was a segment of people that said, "I can't believe you would take one of these jobs," or that the position would exist to be a general manager somewhere else. And they're great opportunities. And again, not presumptuous that anybody would have offered me those, that I wouldn't pursue them. But then when I went into everything that I was involved, I mean, I think it's really important too. I like what I'm doing. I think it's important that you like what you're doing. And again, not that every day is easy and not that there's not challenges that are involved, but I enjoy it, and I'm enjoying it in a place with my wife here that, our children are both away from us. So, you know, they're in college age and just graduated from college, so they're not with us on a full-time basis. But that we like being here. We want to be part of the community here and to make this work. And I've been part of an expansion franchise. I joined it at a different juncture back with the Marlins. In 91, I joined them before they started, but they had already been awarded the franchise. So when I started explaining all that I just really enjoyed it, like the people, like the city, like the challenge, people say, you know, "Hey, good for you. That's fantastic." And I'm in a little bit different stage of my life than, say, others may be. I've interviewed some people here that, you know, not that we have jobs available right now, but they want to come in and talk. And, you know, I'm in my 60s now, so I can probably handle a speculative venture differently than I could if I was 40, mm-hmm. where I needed to support a family for sure and be in that spot. And, you know, I mean, I think it's going to work. I believe it's going to work, but I'm not so unrealistic to know that it may not. So for me, being in the position to do something I'm enjoying doing in a city I like doing, working with people I enjoy, I think my friends and people in the industry, they understood that.
Dave, one more from me. As you said before, baseball's got a lot on its plate. They got a CBA on the horizon. They're dealing with the virus just like we all are. And Nashville, as a city, has got a lot on its plate. So as you start putting your roots down here and you start building those relationships and network, have you been able to build and have some good, meaningful conversations with some city leaders like the mayor of Nashville or other mayors or outlying areas or whoever you think are the movers and shakers that you'll have to have working with you to get this done?
Yes, we have. And it's not just necessarily me. I mean, we're talking about our board and individuals. We talk about John Lohr, who's been doing this and helped bring me on board, and Alberto Gonzalez and Lee Barfield and others. They've been doing that. And yes, we can. Now, a lot of them are not in person. Some of them are Zoom at this time. And we do have an office in which we can socially distance and have a conference room where people can comfortably come in. But some people just, and we understand, are not comfortable to do that. But yes, I've actually been able to have quite a few of those conversations, but we also have to have a lot more. So, I mean, we've scratched the surface. We've had plenty. I think you probably, if you ventured it and say, "Oh gosh, have they made contact?" We've tried to reach out to everybody that we could possibly think about that would be interested in helping us secure a franchise in any way possible. So, yes, we have been able to have some very meaningful conversations.
We're talking to Dave Dombrowski, Music City Baseball, the Nashville Stars. And, you know, this show is one of those that we embrace the growth of this city, as you can imagine, in the conversations we've had with you. We want to see it continue to grow. But there are people that, you know, believe it or not, that were against the NFL coming here, against the NHL, that, you know, and there's still that group that's like, "Hey, we're good. We just got the soccer team, got the football team and the hockey team." How do you address those people and their concerns about adding yet another professional franchise?
Well, I mean, I understand you're never going to have 100% support on no matter what you do. But I think you just have to show to them the benefits of having a Major League Baseball franchise here and the many ways in which there are benefits attached. I mean, it's a great entertainment for a family, for anybody, but for a family to come out and watch games. It's an affordable priced product compared to other sports. You're in a position where ours, again, we're looking at being more than just a baseball stadium, but an entertainment venue that would have events on it basically as many as days of a year as possible with a retractable roof stadium. So there's economic benefits to the city, tremendous economic benefits to the city, but also to the hotels, to the businesses that are here, brings a lot of tourism. And so I just think you just point out all those different aspects of it. And it doesn't mean that everybody's still going to want it. You understand that. But I think the benefits far surpass the negative reaction. And you can tell when you talk to people in the community that I think that's the general perception. And again, not that it's unanimous, but that that's what most people feel.
So I want you to put your GM hat on for a second, because I'm just curious of your opinion of how different, if at all, this year is going to be as these GMs get ready to go into free agency, as that's about to pick up with the uncertainty of COVID and, you know, what it's going to look like next year. You have to assume you're not going to have full stadiums. How do you think GMs and the prospective free agents are going to handle this year?
I think it's going to be a very difficult offseason. And I think it's a situation because anytime the key factor always is, from a club's perspective, is having a budget number that you work with. And that number is given to you from an ownership perspective. And then you work with those numbers to put your club together. The difficulty starts in the very beginning of what that revenue projection budget will be, because nobody knows if you're going to have full stadiums, which probably at this point is questionable, but who knows if we get a vaccine. Are we going to have half a stadium? We're going to have a quarter stadium? What the travel will be? I mean, there's just so many factors that are involved. And usually, even though the owners are quite wealthy, they're in a position where most of them are not just going to spend in a fashion when they don't have revenues to somewhat support their expenditures from their own individual operations of the team. So this is going to be a tough winter. And perhaps it slows the winter down, other than you see like Robbie Ray signed the other day with Toronto, very realistic 1 year, $8 million contract. You may see more of those type of situations where a player might say, hey, I'm just going to take a deal and I'm better off doing something like this. But I think that a lot of the market may languish for a while, maybe one of those where it takes a while to see how much revenue's out there. And as the further along you go in the winter, hopefully things get clearer for clubs. But it's going to be tough. It's not going to be an easy wintertime by any means.
Do you think there are some free agents that may have had the intentions of chasing the long-term big-money deal that would be willing to go more on the year-to-year just until things get back to where they, you know, it's somewhat normal, I guess you could put it?
Well, they may. They may do that. I think it'll all be dependent upon how those multi-year offers look from the few clubs or the clubs that may be willing to do that. So I think that they would prefer to have those long-term deals, but that's something they're going to weigh for a while in the wintertime. So there may be. It wouldn't shock me if there were more clubs, more players that end up saying, hey, I know the clubs may come through, but I feel secure for this one-year deal. I'm going to go ahead and take it. And not wait to see how the market clears up. However, there are enough, I mean, the star players, and again, I don't know what they're going to be offered, but if they get an offer for a five-year deal or a four-year deal that they think those dollars are sufficient, there won't be as many of them, but there'll be some of those that offers that come out there, in my opinion, and players end up taking it.
Dave, let's wrap up with this. You mentioned Eddie George earlier in the interview. And I've seen where he's come out and said he didn't do this just because, you know, he's fond of Nashville and this market and just wanted to put his name out there and let it be attached to it. He really wants to have real involvement. What does that mean to you guys when names like Eddie George are, you know, this is a football guy that is saying, hey, I'm not just lending my name. I actually want to be a part of this, you know, be a part of this group and let people know that, you know, if I need to be hands-on, I'm willing to do it.
Well, I think it's fantastic. I mean, I didn't know Eddie other than knowing his name and watching him play football throughout the years and know what a great player he had been. But I never met him until I got to town here, and he's as impressive an individual as you could possibly meet. His on-field accomplishments speak for themselves, but as a person and his intellect and pursuing some of the things he's done away from his playing days, I think it speaks tremendously for our organization and for our city. And when you can have somebody like Eddie lend that type of support, and really, he's willing to chip in and help us however he possibly can. I don't think that we can have benefited by anybody more. And there's other individuals, I think, that will jump in and help us along the way. But when you have somebody like Eddie, it's just tremendous.
I hope more and more news keeps coming out where we keep getting excited, because it's a lot of fun. And keep up the good work. And thanks for doing this. And we'll talk to you down the road here real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, that is Dave Dombrowski, who is a part of Major League Baseball, the group Music City Baseball, to get MLB to our city, the Nashville Stars. And you just heard it. That was good stuff from him. We'll come back and react to what you just heard. But right now, I'm going to react by telling you, wow, this is going to be a great sports week, right? And weekend. This weekend's major golf tournament, along with pro and college football. Full slate of action for you. No shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook that wants to put you right in the middle of all of it. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is going to ensure all new users that you are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover you risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action, and DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boost every day of this year's tournament in Augusta, Georgia. Things will begin tomorrow, so that's going to be fun. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code 1025GAME, and when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100, you use the code again, 1025GAME, during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 years of age or older, Tennessee only, risk-free coverage, paid out on site credits. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and you need help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.